Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, hour number two underway on a feel-good football Friday. Why does it feel good? Well, because the Commanders cannot lose. Introducing the IHOP value menu. Speaking of cannot lose, I think I'm going to hit IHOP this weekend. Ty Guy is a big pancake kind of guy. All your breakfast faves are just $6 each and every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your Happy Plates with the $6 IHOP value menu available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. The quarterback position, it is, in my opinion, the hardest position to be consistent at, play, excel, what have you. We all understand that It's gotten harder as it's gone along, right? Athletes are bigger, faster, stronger. There's tighter windows. We're going to have some audio that AMAC found from Cooper Kupp coming up. You want to do that now or do you want to take a call?
Yeah, we can do that right now.
Okay, so basically the setup is Cooper Kupp is asking, like, why it's so difficult, again, to move the football and why offenses are kind of struggling for consistency's sake and all of that, right? So one of the things that I think you are hearing the drumbeat on is more and more defenses, and certainly Houston did it last night, are disguising pre-snap looks, right? Not that that never happened, but teams are playing less straight up zone and they are showing all sorts of different looks out of it so that you don't really know exactly what you're looking at. And I got something to follow this, but I want you to listen to Cooper Kupp, right? Great receiver with the Rams for so long, a lot of injuries, now with his hometown Seattle Seahawks. But you'd think that's a guy who's made a living out of the slot and has made a living out of turning defensive backs around, that kind of knows a thing or two about what's going on in the league in terms of passing concepts.
Harder to face defenses now compared to a couple years ago.
Yeah, no, it is from my perspective. It's just from my perspective. So don't get offended. Here we go. So in 2017, 2018, Sean McVay's offense is ahead of the game. There were times we were in place and, like, they have no idea what is going on, and we were just manipulating them, moving them to where we wanted to go. It was stupid. 2019, defenses start catching on. There's a little bit of this Vic Fangio thing that comes on. It's like, okay, late in 2018, there was some stuff that's like show that they could kind of stop this offense a little bit. But 2019, you start seeing some more of this cover four, some of the 6-1 stuff. You see safeties now playing things, you know, from depth and being able to cancel things across. 2020 comes, Brandon Staley gets hired to LA. Brandon Staley was with Fangio in Chicago. Staley in 1 year puts together the number one defense in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Now Staley's thing is all about concept recognition, concept match, being able to be like cancel routes, move on to new things. So now you've got a defense that's not just dropping to spots, but now they're playing the offense.
Right.
Right. And now more and more of this is shifted and molded into this defenses. Now they're holding these shells and being able to say, hey, you're not going to see what we're doing pre-snap. We're going to show you late. We're going to bring pressures from all different directions. You know, we're not just going to be dropping into spots. We're going to be matching. We're going to be playing zone stuff underneath. Mm-hmm. The complexity of the defense has gotten so much more because the offenses have also started doing so much more that you have to be able to have answers for it defensively. So that's kind of where we're at right now, and it is fun though.
You should be.
All right, that's Cooper Kupp. I don't know what podcast or show that is.
Bump and Stacy.
What is it? Up and Stacy.
Bump and Stacy.
Oh, Bump and Stacy.
Yeah.
Okay. So thanks to them. Good job by AMAC finding that. And I think that symbolizes a lot of what's going on, right? Again, teams are – it used to be, based on everything that I know, defensive coordinators would play zone against younger quarterbacks because it was a lot harder for younger quarterbacks to decipher zone versus man-to-man. Well, then quarterbacks start chopping up zone, right? We've seen that plenty of times here where the Commanders play a loose zone and quarterbacks just kill it. So then you have to disguise more and more looks, and you have to make what looks like a man defense actually be a zone defense with the pattern match thing and so on and so forth, right? And I'm not trying to get too Logan Paulson on you, but I'm just trying to give you an idea. Okay. The point is the position of quarterback and offensive coordinator and offensive staffs on a consistent basis are having so many difficult matchups to be consistent. Like, you might figure it out on one or two or three or four or five snaps. But can you figure it out on 35 dropbacks? And the answer often is no. And let me give you just, again, some data, just because people like seem to like data, right? The NFL league average in terms of points scored per game is 23.2 right now. Last year, it was lower. Now, as a whole regular season, as opposed to where we're at now, two-thirds of a regular season. But last year was 22.9, okay? In 2023, it was 21.8. So actually, offense or points scored, and that's the key, is going up, right? Up. The problem is, it's not going up because offenses are better. It's going up because special teams are more a part of the game. Kickoff returns and the emphasis and the re-emphasis on that. Field goals. Why? Because teams can't punch it in consistently as much in the red zone, in goal to go. So you get points. Defenses, more sophisticated. They create either more points or great field position for an offense. That's why the points are going up, not down, per game, per team, per league. It's not because offenses and quarterbacks are just carving people up. Sure, some defenses, the Commanders, one of them, the Cincinnati Bengals, another, are really bad. Are really bad. And you're going to have more success against those defenses. But think about it. What has been the case for the rebirth of the New England Patriots, right? Sure, Drake May is a big part of that, no doubt. But their special teams is really good. Their defense is obviously really good. They've gotten back to running the football, especially with Trevion Henderson. Right? That's one reason why they've been able to figure it out. A reason why teams like the Tennessee Titans, teams like the Arizona Cardinals, teams like that haven't been able to figure it out is because they don't do well enough in those areas. Even though they have some weapons, they're putting a lot on their quarterback. And most quarterbacks are up and down like a roller coaster. So the reason why I wanted to talk about this is I've said, and I don't apologize, Jaden Daniels has regressed this year. But maybe, just maybe, A, we should have all expected it. B, maybe it's not a regression in the way that it sounds, but it's a regression to the means. It's like a regression to the rest of the world. He was so out of world good last year against bad competition in a lot of cases, by surprise, with good health, with Terry having a career year, that he took the world by storm. This year, with bad health for both, with more tape, with more everything, they've regressed. And I don't think that's me slapping him across the face and saying, oh, all of a sudden he's not good. But that's how a lot of you take it. If I say he's regressed, you say, he hadn't regressed. It's all the wide receiver's fault. It's all Adam Peters' fault, which is what Dontell and Frederick said at the end of last hour. And there was an argument to be made that Adam Peters should have been even more aggressive. Instead of Debo, yes, he could have gone out and made a trade for George Pickens. He could have gone out and made a trade for DK Metcalf, just using that as an example. Could have signed Cooper Kupp. Could have, you know, done a lot of things. Right? And given Jaden more weapons. But it doesn't always work that way. It doesn't always work that way. And I truly don't believe that Adam Peters did a bad job supporting and helping Jaden Daniels. It hasn't worked out well because of injuries, most notably, to both of those guys and others. And two, other things such as a little bit of a regression to the mean, tougher opponents, tougher defenses, more tape, more everything, more flaws exposed, so on and so forth. But maybe that's just the position, and that's just the league, and that's just what we have to expect when it comes to Jaden Daniels and all young quarterbacks is a roller coaster ride. We'll take a timeout. We'll get more of your calls coming up in just a couple of moments. Hang tight. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, back with you on the Team 980, 20 after 2 on a Friday afternoon. We'll get right out to your calls in a sec. Sports Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. That's how I'm going to have to do things on Sunday as I'm driving back from Weehaw. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. To get started today. Again, on this Feel Good Football Friday. Why is it a Feel Good Football Friday? Well, it's Feel Good Football Friday because the Commanders can't lose.
I'm sorry. You're driving to Ohio this week? I heard you say Tyler. Yeah. And I was like, is he coming down for the... I meant to ask you that.
No, I'm driving right after the show. I'm hopping in the car, going to wade through traffic, which is going to be a boatload of fun.
To Ohio.
To Ohio. To Canton, Ohio.
Rooster, that is a long drive.
It is. It's a lot of driving for about a day and a half visit, but... I've seen my young adults now just, like I said, an hour and a half since July. Mm. I mean, I talk to them every day, both of them.
Yeah.
Countless times, Tyler, usually Natalie just once, but sometimes twice, depending on whether she's got a boyfriend or not. Okay? And video and all that stuff, right? So it's not like we don't – it's just I haven't seen them because it's really hard during football season, you know, with the Commanders playing. So, you know, bye week – Got to go see the kids, right? Tyler's coming on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, we talked about farting.
Yeah, and he'll spend, you know, about a week here, and he'll be in for a couple of shows and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But Natalie's not going to be able to make it because she's got to work. So I'm going to go and see them. Anyway, so that's that deal. All right, let's get back to the calls on just our level of expectation for the quarterback position. Again, I think I can say this. Jaden Daniels has regressed this year. That doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It means it's a normal thing. Lots of quarterbacks regress, if not every quarterback. And then there's lots of quarterbacks that are injury prone, i.e. Joe Burrow, constantly injured. Right? Some guys stay healthy. Some guys don't. And it's Michael Penix is always hurt. I say that with our guy Daniel behind me, who's the big Falcons fan that we referenced yesterday. Michael Penix is always hurt, right? He's got 14,000 torn ACLs. Kirk Cousins is rarely hurt, but yet everybody hates Kirk Cousins. The point being is, like, between injury and between performance and consistency, it's really hard. I think, as we all know, you heard Cooper Kupp talk about NFL defenses and how they've evolved and what they're trying to do to limit the damage. They're smart, too. They get paid. 301-230-0980. AMAC, where do you want us to go?
Let's go to the real rooster.
Oh, the real rooster, as opposed to the fake rooster who crows into this microphone every day for 3 hours. Hello, real rooster.
Well, the reason why you crow into the microphone every day is because you don't know how to crow. Hey, Mac, I'll give you that in a minute. But anyway, I think Jaden has regressed. No fault of his own. I believe, you know, injuries has hurt him. Injuries has hurt the team. The Green Bay game, they exposed our identity. Cliff did nothing to change that identity. One of the things that I see, Chris, maybe you don't. I'm sorry, the real rooster. The reason maybe you don't see this is I feel like Jaden's having a hard time reading defenses right now. He's holding the ball too long. He's missing his reads. So, I mean, there's a lot of things going on there. Do I think he's going to get better? Absolutely.
Well, let me just hop in, though, real rooster, and just say, I don't disagree with you that he is not seeing it and ripping it like he seemingly did consistently last year, but I don't think that's because he can't read or decipher defenses. I think some of it is he's not trusting his eyes. He's not trusting the windows. He's just a little bit more cautious, hesitant, whatever it is. So I think that some of it, which could be A, because of the lack of practice time and grass time. It could be because he doesn't trust his receivers. It could be because defenses are doing more and more to confuse him, right? So I don't think it's he can't process or read. I think it's sometimes the timing and the quick anticipation and the anticipatory throws that he made very consistently last year that are kind of lacking.
Okay, I got it. Hey, Mac, I got this for you, and then maybe you can talk the rooster into really knowing how to crow.
There's no way. There's no way that is a human.
I mean,
no
that's
way. He's playing that off of a phone or something.
You think that's not the real rooster?
No, that's not the real rooster.
Hey, Mac, come on. I'll do it again for you.
That is a real rooster, not the real rooster. Yeah,
there's no chance that he's playing that off a soundtrack.
Job well done. Job well done.
See, real rooster, I have your back. AMAC is disputing what you're all about.
Well, he's a Giants fan. Patty, hey, you know what you do, rooster? For me, the real rooster, pat him on the head. He likes that.
Oh, I don't think he likes that. I know that for sure. I don't think he likes that. Well, thank you, Real Rooster. Get out of here. 301-2. AMAC's like, all right, I've had enough of this guy.
Yeah, he's instigated now.
301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Who else have we got? Anybody? While we work on our computer
Here? Let's go to Mike in D.C.
Mike in D.C. What up, Mike? How are you?
Hey, how do you follow that?
I don't know, Mike. It's a tough task. It's a tough task, baby.
Hey, listen, look, man. It's a lot of what you're saying is right. It's a combination of a lot of things, man. But one thing I can say, it's definitely not he don't know how to read defenses. That's not it.
Right.
See, the thing is this. When natural instincts will tell you if nobody's open, you're going to run. I've listened to the shows, and it's like I couldn't get through. But he's running because there's nobody open, okay? Let me give you an example. Last night, Allen, he couldn't find nobody open. He got sacked 8, 9, 10 times, whatever it was. He couldn't find it. But see, that's him. That's the nature of him. He held the ball too long sometimes, but that's him. That's how he is. He most of the time he holds the ball and he finds somebody. But with Jaden, he holds the ball. If there's nobody open, his natural instinct is for him to run because nobody is getting open. It's not that he's leaving the pocket too soon, like I've heard in the past. It's not that at all. It's just that it's nobody open, and the natural instinct for him to do is to run.
Well, I mean, okay, so I would agree with you. Sometimes that is true, but you can't say every time that nobody's open.
Every time, right.
You know, I mean, like the last game he played in Seattle, right? Everybody said no separation, right. Nobody's open because Chris Collinsworth showed a couple of plays that showed nobody getting separation. But yet, the next gen stats overall on the game showed plenty of separation.
It's a combination of everything you said. That's part of it too.
Yeah.
It's not just one thing you can blame it on.
Correct. I agree. I totally agree. And that's what I'm saying. Maybe while he's regressed and while we can be adults and say he's not the same as he was last year, there's 9 or 10 reasons why, not one reason why, not two reasons why.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
And by the way, whether there's 1 or 2 reasons or 8 or 9 reasons, it's normal. It's natural. Now,
yeah,
the great
right.
ones figure it out, and they are more consistent than the others. That's why Patrick Mahomes
right.
is so great. That's why
yeah.
Lamar Jackson has become so great. That's why Josh Allen normally
yeah.
is so great. Now, last night, like Josh Allen, I mean, I will say this, like not having Curtis Samuel, not having Dalton Kincaid, not having the other receiver, Keon Coleman's a disaster. He didn't have a lot of weapons.
Right.
He didn't have a lot of help
yeah.
last night.
Right.
But I think people have used that as an excuse for Jaden and this offense a little bit too much. But I think it's very real that when you don't have your full cast, naturally
right.
things are going to be a little bit more tentative.
Yeah.
Naturally, things are going to be a little bit more choppy.
Start judging him after next year when everything should be back into order, I think. It should be. And then worry about it then. Right now, just take into consideration what you're saying. It's a combination of a lot of things. You can't say one thing. It's as simple as that.
I agree. He
worked too hard for you to say that, you know, he can't do something. He's regret.
Yeah.
Well, he has regret, but it's for a reason.
Right, and it's not about again not being smart enough, football intelligence wise, to read defenses. That I don't buy. It's you can be a little bit gun shy, a little bit trigger shy, and sometimes you can be overly aggressive. There's a lot that works into it. Appreciate the phone call. Good call. I'll let you run on that. Let's do a trending alert and then back to your calls after this. Coming up, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, once again, the Commanders not in action this weekend, so we get to watch in the 425 window the Philadelphia Eagles at 8-2 with all of their controversy going against the somewhat resurgent Dallas Cowboys. That is the late afternoon prime matchup on a Sunday. Meanwhile, Kansas City, Indianapolis, the early 1 o'clock at Arrowhead AFC star matchup of the Week 12 Sunday. Let's get to college football right here and right now. LSU has formally moved to fire Brian Kelly in response to the lawsuit that Kelly filed on behalf of his lawyers. So basically it gets a little bit legal intensive here, but the LSU Board of Supervisors have authorized the new university president at LSU to send Kelly a formal notice of termination during a meeting earlier today. It would be the university's first action since Kelly sued the LSU Board of Supervisors earlier this month. So we'll see how this all plays out. But clearly, one thing we know, Brian Kelly is no longer the head coach at LSU, and a lot of legal maneuvering at stake in terms of his future and certainly his contract. We told you about this last hour. Ex-Temple men's basketball player by the name of Hysier Miller has been found by the NCAA in an announcement earlier today of wagering on his own team, placing 42 total bets in the amount of $473 on parlays that included 23 Temple Owls games over the last two college basketball season. Three of the bets were actually against his own team. And the Wizards are in Toronto tonight after another loss in Minnesota on Wednesday night. You can hear it, 106.7 The Fam. The Wizards looking to avoid dropping to go 1-14, and that's what's trending.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 237, Team 980 on a football Friday. I got a feel-good football Friday because the Commanders can't lose, which is always good. And it means a little bit less stress. So that's good. All right, 301-230-0980. We have all things AMAC coming up. What do you want to do? 3 o'clock? You feel good about that?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All things AMAC, little college football preview, and a look at the Giants coming up against the Detroit Lions as the Giants try and become the first team that is mathematically – well, actually, they're not trying to become that.
I think we will. But we'll get into it later.
I would probably say good chance of that. Big college football weekend ahead. I think we finally have our computer issues straightened out. Daniel has been hard at work, and we've been doing – security protocols and usernames and passwords during the break. Oof, man, I think we've got everything straightened out. So why don't we try me actually operating and trying to pull up a call? I think we can at least try and say, there it goes. It's working. Double A, Athens and Annapolis. What's up, Double A? How are you?
Good on this feel good Friday. I just think that he's regressed as the whole team has regressed, and with young quarterback, Mike Shanahan said it. I'll repeat it till I die. You have to give him a good running game and a great defense, or at least above average defense. And in this case, he has no defense, and he had a good running game until they started to get hurt. You know, he's been blanketed because his receivers can't get open. So what does the defense do? They stack the box, they stop the run, and then they pin their ears back and come after you when you have to pass. And he can't do everybody else's job. I think he's tried to do too much. He's had some regression, you know, big time with the Chicago game. He's been off, you know, with some passes and, you know, and seeing the field as well. But when everything's crumbling around you, it kind of just comes with the territory. This kid's got a great future in front of him. They've got to do their job in the offseason. I think it's a big look yourself in the mirror for Adam Peters and company and all his scouts in the offseason. They've got to get this defense fixed and more talent around Jaden. I don't think it would be this big turnaround if De'Ami Brown and Zaccheaus were here. They're doing nothing on the teams that they're with. We just had a soft schedule last year and played well and won late against a lot of bad teams. So most quarterbacks are ruined mentally before they are physically, but I don't think that's the case with him. Just got to get more talent around him. He's going to get better.
I don't disagree that they've got to get more talent and whatever. I disagree with the notion that they didn't do anything to try and help him, right? I mean, they did obviously, you know, not only draft Bill in the seventh round, whatever, but they dramatically tried to fix the offense and upgrade the offensive line. And they did bring in Deebo Samuel and drafted Jalen Lane to try and offset the departures, losses of some of those guys that you just mentioned. Did they do enough? No. I think the answer is that. Did they do enough on defense? Clearly not, because they screwed around and they wasted golden opportunity after golden opportunity to add a premier blue chip pass rusher or edge guy. And Von Miller's fine. He's got 5.5 sacks, but we know Von Miller is not Von Miller, the former number two overall pick and future Hall of Famer, right? So that's where they screwed up. I think they did stuff or something, just not enough. And well, then the injuries on both sides of the ball expose where you're at because you can't overcome everything.
Well, they were the least injured team in the league last year versus the most injured team this year. And I just don't think it was enough to overcome it. And him being young, trying again, be Superman when you can't be, to go in with, you know, being left in the game when he shouldn't have been, a lot of the other things. It's one of those things. It happens in business all the time. Everything falls apart around you, and it just snowballs. So hopefully they've got a plan to fix everything in the offseason.
I've got a plan. Spend more money.
Yeah. That could, well, they're raising ticket prices, so they definitely are going to have the money.
There
another,
you go.
What, 10%?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Double
anyway,
A. Have a good weekend, brother.
The expansion team's not getting my money.
Yeah.
The expansion team's not getting my money.
Well, you know, if only there was an expansion team to be had. If only there was. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you as always.
You
Double
it.
A, my guy. 301-230-0980. Let's get to, here he is. Tried to get in yesterday. We ran out of time. Paulie. What up, Pete? Paulie? Wow. Radio silence.
I think you stunned him, Rooster.
I'm going to put him back on hold.
Yeah, I'll pick him up.
To make sure that he's still alive. Let's get to our guy, Stevie Ray. In B-more. What's up, Stevie Ray?
One, as far as your computer goes, did you try and plug it in and plug it back in?
Yeah, it was much more complicated than that, Daniel the engineer says. It's a bad computer. There was all sorts of things. Linnell screws with everything. There's stuff left over from Craig Hoffman. It's just a disaster in here.
Well, all I could say is at 67 years old, that's the only advice I could give, is unplug it, plug it back
in. Yeah,
so,
I mean, it's working now. It's working now, or at least whatever qualifies as working around here.
Gotcha. Listen, the only problem I ever got with Double A is his ideas on the team name, and that's it. But other than that, he kind of laid it all out. I mean, it's been a... You know, it's been a rough year. And as far as Jaden regressing, the whole team regressed. So it's like, and the injuries around him certainly have caused a lot of it, and his own injuries. Even if he had not been injured and he didn't get injured, I don't know how much weapons he would have had. He'd have to be doing 75 to 80% of it is on his own. I take a look at a couple more things. One, he was talking about De'Ami Brown and not doing anything. I tend to wonder about Brian Robinson, about B-Rob, one of the things that I did like about B-Rob was is that when he hit the line and he got hit at the front, he still kept going. He seemed to be able to pick up 6, 7, 8 yards at a time. He was not a – he certainly wasn't a, you know, run away from you back. But in the times where we needed some yardage, I just wonder if that might not have helped out.
I would say this, Stevie Ray, you're right on some runs, yeah. But the biggest problem that they had, from what I understand, and it did show up at times, is he wouldn't press the hole hard enough and consistent enough and forceful enough. So yeah. It was weird, right? At times he did, at times he didn't.
Yeah, well, hey, look at Deron Payne. I mean, sometimes he plays ball.
Yeah,
sometimes
don't
play ball. Yeah, you got to get people whose motors run every play, every second that they're in there. They can't be standing around looking at things. Now, as far as future goes, I want to say that I think Jaden should sit. And here's the reason why. One, I don't see him making any big change to this team. Maybe he might help us with a win, but as far as I'm concerned, I think this season, and certainly I believe this season is done, and whatever we can do to get our draft pick up. One of the things about last year was that we won so quickly. We went from having the number 2 pick of the draft, which also gave us good picks later on in that draft, to going all the way to, 29 last year?
Mm-hmm.
And when you move that far down in the draft, it's hard to pick up decent bodies. Maybe not in the first round, but certainly as you pick down, you are way down on the draft picket side. Take Chicago. Chicago least stayed. Where were they? They were 7th or 8th in picking this year. So they were able to make some moves in order to pick up what they needed to in order to try to get a good year going for them. Plus, they also are not playing the kind of schedule we are, that's for sure. Now, Jay Daniels I got no problem with Jay Daniels. Jay Daniels is going to be here for a while. One of the reasons I believe that he really gets hurt is because he tries to do too much because there's just not enough around him. And when Austin Eckler getting hurt is starting to really come back to haunt him. He was definitely good hands coming out of the backfield and could make something happen after he got it. Now, McNichol is trying to get that done, and he's looking good, but he's not Austin Eckler. And that was a big hit. As far as I'm concerned, sit Jaden. Wait and get the best draft picks we can next year. Come back next year. Get good picks next year on defense. Whether through free agency. Another thing, Pickens. Is it Pickens or that went to Dallas?
Yes, yes, yes.
Right. There's a guy that could have helped this team. And you talk about spending money. There's a guy we needed. You look and see what he's doing for Dallas, and you say to yourself, gosh, you put that at the end of Jay Daniels' arm, and maybe we might have been able to do something. I'm not sure about other receivers that were out on the market this year that might have helped us out. I'll let you make that point. But other than that, it's on to next year, brother. It's 26, and let's go for there.
All right, there you go. I appreciate you.
Have a good turkey day, my friend. I may talk to you next week, but I doubt it since they're not playing.
Yep. Thank you, Stevie Ray. I appreciate your good call. Let's get to Paulie. He's back with us and get him in. We'll readjust here a little bit. Good to have you aboard, Paulie. What's going on?
With you, how you doing, man? Hell to the W, man.
I'm shaking, Paulie.
Hey, man. A lot of smart calls today, man. After Stevie Ray, man, D, you know what I mean? A lot of good calls. I'm going to say this. I don't like the wording, you know, I got to find a problem with you somewhere. I don't like the wording of Jaden has regressed. I'm with everybody for the most part with this offense has regressed. This was a personnel and schematic problem this season, and it started with the offensive line being in shambles, you know, the first couple of games until they made the change. You had Brandon Coleman at guard when he started at tackle all last year. You know, you had Allegretti in there. And then once you made that change, then after a while, Wiley started looking like a fish out of water. You know, so until Cosby, the way this line is constructed now, this is the line they needed to have from the outset.
That's fair.
I understand Cosby wasn't there early, so maybe replace him with, you know, Wiley or whoever. But And then you have Josh Connerly, who started out as a rookie. And not only he's a rookie, he's playing a new position because by nature he's a left tackle. You know, so the offensive line started out of samples. Two, Cliff Kingsbury is a soft play caller. It was the reason why he got rid of Brian Robinson. And then, you know, you would think that they got rid of Robinson and that Rodriguez would be the lead back because he does bring some physicality to the running game and to the offense. But who was the feature back? Austin Eckler, because he's soft. Cliff Kingsbury is a soft play caller. Now, and not even saying that, it was Kingsbury's first year, you know, last year, you know, being out of the NFL. And what did a lot of teams say last year? Oh, that's a college offense. He did nothing to change this offense at all coming into this season. That's why most of the things we was running last year was getting blown up early on. It's like the wide receiver screen that they still been running all year. That's getting blown up all year for the most part. You know, go to the receivers. You know, they played with Terry all season. He didn't come in camp ready. He didn't get, you know, coming to the season because he missed camp. Coming to the season ready because he missed camp. All right, they didn't address the number two receiver position. Well, they could have signed DeAndre. It's not about having a big name. It's about what is the capabilities of the other receiver. We didn't have another receiver that could stretch the field. You could have signed De'Ami Brown back, but you didn't. You didn't sign another receiver that could stretch the field for him. You know what I mean? So, and then he started getting injured at the receiver position. Zach Ertz, a year older. That's why he keeps falling off the line and falling off sides. So, to me, this was a perfect storm of personnel, management, and scheme. And quite frankly, I don't like Cliff Kingsbury. I mean, the happiest day of my offseason will be when he go gets another job. Take it off the air, Russell. I love you, man. Have a great weekend.
Love you, too, Paulie. Thank you, pal. Appreciate you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Cliff King, people seem to think that, like, Cliff Kingsbury is no longer going to get an NFL head coaching job. Remember, didn't we talk about this earlier in the week? Like, Cliff Kingsbury would be, like, I don't know. I don't know why, but I keep thinking Florida and Cliff Kingsbury.
Like, University of Florida.
Yeah. Like, meaning, and I read in, I forget what outlet it was, an Arkansas outlet that I follow because I'm always interested in the Arkansas Razorbacks, that Cliff was listed as a candidate for their head coaching position too.
Yeah, it's a lot of openings in college football.
There is, and there could be a lot more too.
Yeah.
I see Cliff more leaving for a head coaching job in college than I do in the NFL.
Yeah, I think so.
This year.
Yeah. I mean, he had good relationships with people in college. I know that Caleb Williams spoke highly of him from his time at USC. So,
yeah,
you know, obviously it didn't work out with him in the NFL, Cliff Kingsbury, but college is just a different game. I think just as much as college coaches can't go to the NFL and be head coaches, it's not A to B. It's not an easy jump. I think it's the same way from NFL to college. Yeah. It's just a different game.
We don't have enough time to really get into this today, and I don't know how much venom there's going to be. I'm sure there will be a lot. But Nikki Javala put out in The Athletic that the Commanders are raising, and I think Athan referenced it, the Commanders are raising some season ticket prices for next year by an average of approximately 10%. Prices for the upper bowl, which accounts for nearly a quarter of their season tickets, so the story says, will stay flat. Does that look, anytime you raise prices, it's going to piss people off. You raise prices like the Wizards did at the beginning of the year when they're in the midst of this horrible, never-ending rebuild, reload, whatever you want to call it. The Commanders coming off a bad year, raising ticket prices for premium or more premium seating by approximately 10%, it's going to be a bad look. It's not going to be met well. You win, you can do a lot of things. You lose, it's not a good look. We'll try and get more into it on Monday, I think. I think that's probably better for us. 301-230-0980. We have all things AMAC coming up and our dueling Sunday Super Six-Pack. On the way, final hour, power style.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.